Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. This is the first of a matched set of Rapidly Rotating Records shows. On tonight's show, we have no topics and no themes, no birthdays and no trivia. What we do have is the first of a pair of duplicate playlists. All of the tunes on tonight's show will be played again next week in their same order, except by different artists. A brilliant programming idea, wouldn't you agree? Why, thank you. Well, here to start us off this week is Abe Lyman's California Orchestra.
Taught me love was just a joke and what a broken heart meant. She even had me go and get a kitchenette apartment. She thrilled me with her glances. Her kiss was just like wine. But she turned out to be a close friend of a Scotch friend of mine.
George Olson and his music in February of 1929 and A Precious Little Thing Called Love. Making her recording debut with the band, the vocalist was the future Mrs. George Olson, Ethel Shutta, who had begun her professional career as a stage actress. Olson and Shutta married around the time they worked on Florence Ziegfeld's Broadway show Whoopee. Ethel also appeared in the film version of Whoopi, in which she plays the hypochondriac Eddie Cantor's nurse, and Olsen's band provided the music in the film. One of the most famous songs from the show is My Baby Just Cares for Me. Shutta also appeared on television in the 50s in character roles, including an episode of Wagon Train. A Precious Little Thing Called Love was preceded by Ted Weems and his orchestra, with Parker Gibbs performing the vocal on A Girlfriend of a Boyfriend of Mine, written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn, and recorded in Camden, New Jersey on July 1, 1930. And we began this first of two shows featuring the same tunes with 12th Street Rag, this week by Abe Lyman's California Orchestra. You heard solos by Ray Lopez on trumpet and Slim Martin on his growling, turkey-gobbling trombone. This version of 12th Street Rag was recorded in Chicago on September 9, 1926. Next week you'll hear it by... well, tune in and find out. 12th Street Rag was written by Ude Bowman, born November 9, 1887 in Fort Worth, Texas. 12th Street Rag was first published in 1914, and Bowman sold it to Jenkins Music Company for $50. Bowman composed a number of rags named after other streets in Kansas City, 11th Street Rag, 13th Street Rag, and Petticoat Lane Rag. He also composed a number of rags based on the blues, including Kansas City Blues. Ude Bowman died on May 26, 1949. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Continuing this first of twin shows, here's Rube Bloom. Thank you.
Where'd you get those lips? Where'd you get those dimples, honey? Where'd you get that smile so sunny? Those teeth, the pearls, those rosy cheeks. I've been in love for weeks and weeks. How'd you grow so sweet? How'd you grow so nice? Where'd you get that new blue bonnet with the do-do-do-do-do's on it? Please make me happy and put me wise. Where'd you get those great big eyes?
George Olson once again, this time not with Ethel Shutta, but with vocalist Fran Fry and Where'd You Get Those Eyes? Words and music by Walter Donaldson and recorded July 16th, 1926. Before Where'd You Get Those Eyes, we heard the British band of Bert Ambrose in 1929 and The Breakaway. And we began that set with Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys and Bessie Couldn't Help It. Rube Bloom had recorded a great many records as a band member, having been with Ray Miller's band and the California Ramblers early on. Rube Bloom was also a composer. He had a hit in 1927 with Soliloquy and won a 1928 Victor Records songwriting contest with Song of the Bayou, which led to a recording contract and forming his own band, which he called the Bayou Boys. In the band, Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, Babe Russin tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on goofus, Rube Bloom on piano, Stan King on drums, and an unidentified banjo and guitar. Bessie Couldn't Help It was from the band's second session on April 9, 1930, and the vocalist was Roy Evans. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request for a particular song or artist, or have a comment about the show? You can send them by email to me at glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This week we have no trivia, no birthdays, and no themes. Instead, this is the first of a pair of duplicate shows. All of the songs on this evening's show will be played again next week, in the same order, but by different artists. So to continue, here's Ben Burney and his orchestra.
Thank you. high above, the moon was new, and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day, that day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. Love is old, and while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me.
The Virginians, a pseudonym for the Victor Orchestra, directed by Nat Schilkret, and It's a Million to One You're in Love, written by Benny Davis and Harry Ext. The vocalist on that 1927 recording was Franklin Bauer. It's a Million to One You're in Love was preceded by B.A. Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Orchestra and Lover Come Back to Me, written by Oscar Hammerstein II and Sigmund Romberg. That was recorded on March 26, 1929, but the vocalist is unknown. B.A. Rolfe's birthday is coming up. Tune in to the October 27th show, and you'll find out what the B.A. in B.A. Rolfe stands for. I'm sure you're just dying to know. And we began that set of songs with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and Love Tales from a Vocalion 78 recorded in June of 1923. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and I'm here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon with a rebroadcast the following Saturday at 6. We're also available online 24/7 any time of the day or night. Just point your internet browser to www.radiofreeworld.com and you can hear the current week's show. Thank you.
because I ought to have a girl. Because I never had a girl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl. Gonna get a miss for kissing, gonna get the kiss. I'm missing brains in a whirl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl. And I've been getting wise watching other guys walking their cuties. Making up my mind, gonna go and find one of those beauties. I'm screaming, gonna get a girl, because I ought to have a girl. Because I never had a girl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl.
Jackie Souders and his orchestra recording in Seattle, Washington on February 17, 1927, and Gonna Get a Girl, written by Howard Simon, Paul Ash, and Al Lewis. The vocalist was Walton McKinney. Trombonist Jackie Souders' band was the official band of the 1962 Seattle World's Fair, which I happened to attend. Before Gonna Get a Girl, we heard Guess Who by Guess Who. That's right, the California Ramblers from February 19th, 1929. In the band, Stan King on drums, whom we heard earlier in the show as one of Rube Bloom's Bayou Boys, Adrian Rellini on bass sax, and Fred Van Epps Jr. on trumpet. And we began that trio of songs with Ben Tobier and his California Cyclones and Hot and Heavy. We have plenty of earthquakes here in California, but no cyclones. Like the California Ramblers, the California Cyclones never set foot in California. Anyway, the band was playing at the Roseland Ballroom in New York, and the management thought a more exotic name on the marquee would make for a bigger crowd, and I guess they thought California Cyclones was exotic. Their engagement at the Roseland did lead to recording two sides, one of which, Hot and Heavy, recorded December 3, 1930, was issued. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Continuing this first of a pair of duplicate playlist rapidly rotating record shows, here's Don Bester and his orchestra.
Come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Sexy ladies from the 80s, who are indiscreet. They're side by side, they're glorified. By the underworld can be the elite, 42nd Street. Thank you.
I've got you, then I only see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, I get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do?
We began that set with Don Bester and his orchestra in 42nd Street. The vocalist on that February 26, 1933 recording was Dud Meacham. Then from November 7th, 1930, it was the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with Scrappy Lambert performing vocally on Fine and Dandy, music by Kay Swift and lyric by Paul James. Kay Swift was born Catherine Faulkner Swift in New York City on April 19, 1897. She received formal musical training in piano and composition at the Institute of Musical Art, now the Juilliard School, and at the New England Conservatory. In 1918, she married banker James P. Warburg. She and Warburg, using the pen name of Paul James, collaborated on songs for three Broadway revues, The First Little Show in 1929, Garrick Gaieties, and The 9:15 Review, both in 1930. Swift and James wrote the complete score for the hit Fine and Dandy, which ran for 255 performances. Kay Swift died in Southington, Connecticut on January 28, 1993. And we just heard the New Orleans Owls recording in Atlanta, Georgia on November 6, 1926, and Eccentric. The New Orleans Owls was formed in 1922. All of the members of the Owls had played stringed instruments with the Invincibles String Band in New Orleans, but the Owls had a traditional jazz orchestration with no strings. Between 1925 and 27, they recorded 18 sides for Columbia, and the band stayed together until 1929. Although he hadn't yet joined the Owls when Eccentric was made, one alumnus of the group, who you hear occasionally on this show, is Nappy Lamar. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, reminding you that next week's show will feature the same songs in the same order, but by different bands. We have time for one more, so here's the Romance of Harmony Orchestra. Romance of Harmony Band recording in Richmond, Indiana on June 30th, 1924, and Doodle Doo Doo. Nothing is known of the Romance of Harmony Band, but their two sides recorded by Jeanette were personal recordings, which were not made part of the regular Jeanette catalog, but were sold privately by members of the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.